Yes, we're here at the Welton Ring, and it is an interesting choice of song, but the riders look like they're coping fine with it, just carrying on as normal. There's some really fine looking horses here as well, and it's all looking very good.
Ooh, scene.
Scene is wet. We're looking, I think, the mountain and moorland classes. Quite a complicated class. The judges having the ponies ridden around the ring while he looks at the way that they move, doing various gaits, trotting, walking, cantering, etc. The ponies are then taken back, stood in line, and all their tack is taken off. The tack will be inspected, and also the confirmation of the pony in the standing position. So it'll take quite some time to get through this big class, but that is indeed what the judge is looking at.
We won't be actually staying for the full duration of this, though obviously results will be online. Just simply go to the Lincolnshire Agricultural Showground webpage and you get the details there. Hannah, did you ever compete in one of these things?
No, I haven't competed in anything like this. I haven't even done a gymkhana, actually, to be honest.
So your equine gymnastics coming up at the CLA Game Fair are going to be a whole range of things, then.
Yes, that should be a very interesting spectacle.
As Rebecca said, she's got your tutu ready.
Yes, well, bring it on. I'm definitely up for doing it, so I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to make our way now, after having looked at some of the livestock, maybe some of the fur feathers. We're still going to sort of catch up, hopefully, with Rachel Green. And we did promise, of course, that we'd try and track down Sarah Bullimore with the Golden Fables.
Yes, of course. We've got lots more to come, so keep listening.
Well, Hannah has just raised that classic line about, well, at least our next interviewee is undercover. It's a wonderful place here, but we're speaking to a fine soul whose name is?
Tony Devine, Devine Nurseries.
Wonderful. Good to mention that, obviously, emblazoned upon your chest as well. We'll know that for the photograph. Share with us, Tony, what have we actually got here? Because you seem to have a whole collection of wonderful things, from citrus kumquats. Kumquat, what a wonderful name. Calla lilies, etc. What have we got here?
Yeah, we have a collection of plants. Some of them are exclusive to ourselves, but we also do Eremurus and alliums, which we're the only people in this country that actually grow them.
Which is fantastic. Hannah's just been joined by a chap who's actually dressed as a sunflower. Or is it a live sunflower? It's amazing, really. It's one of our sort of Lincoln sort of folk, etc. Good grief, sir.
Okay.
Well, we're very good indeed. This, of course, is the legend that is
Luke Todd.
Luke, you see, Luke, normally a blogger, one of my students at the University of Lincoln, and now here he is dressed as a sunflower. It's a strange world.
That says a lot for what you've done to educate him.
That sums up the whole thing. Luke, from the flower perspective, how's it been for yourself?
It's been quite fun. Been having a lot of pictures with kids. It's been good. The mayor liked our dancing. I like scaring people. That's been keeping me entertained.
Luke Todd, when he's not being a sunflower, he's a very top student, etc. Any questions for him?
Yes. And what subject are you?
Journalism.
Of course. You see, naturally enough.
Journalism.
Now progress to
power. Hannah,
would say you fit in quite well with the Devine Nurseries display.
Let's move back to Tony Devine, because who kindly sort of agreed to actually sort of spend some words with us. Lou, any questions you'd like to put to... Hannah, over to you.
You've got some really fine flowers. I was just wondering what these pink ones are.
They're Eremurus, foxtail lilies.
I've never seen them before. They look quite exotic.
We grow an awful lot of them, but we're only half a mile off the North Sea and they get to about 8 foot. But they never need staking. So, yeah, they are exotic, but they come from really strange places like Afghanistan and Russia and the Himalayas. The collection comes from all over the world as opposed to one country.
Tony, we regularly cover the Harrogate spring flower shows, the autumn flower shows as well from that point of view. Presumably, though, they're both very much on your agenda in terms of shows you attend.
Yeah, at one point we used to do shows. We've exhibited in the Philippines, but we still go to Ireland, we still go to France, and we also do maybe 50 shows now in this country.
I think, obviously, there's a whole range of good things there. Lou?
The theme of what, Allium?
Yeah.
Specialist Allium growers or anything within the field of the Allium family?
No, we grow basically cut flowers. Alliums and Eremurus just happen to be two of the things that we grow.
Is quite classic today, yeah. Down that line, yes.
Tony, clearly we can't go through the day without mentioning, shall we say, the more challenging weather conditions from that point of view. Must be frustrating at times when you sort of, because presumably footfall is down, although I'm pleased to see the Lincolnshire public are getting out there in force.
Yeah, to be honest, yesterday was one of the better days that we had here, but the weather was brilliant. Today we come, it's totally the opposite, but we found that that's been going on all year. You know, one day it's good, the next day, the week or whatever, you know, it's too hot, too cold, too windy. It's been a struggle this year.
Yeah, sort of Goldilocks line of questioning and a line of response where it's just right. Where do you head off to after the Lincolnshire show?
I have a week at home, and then we're at Hampton Court Palace.
It's always great from that perspective. And a web address for those people who think, well, we can't get there, but Tony seems like a wonderful person. Divine Nurseries is all sorted through on that basis. How can people reach you on the line?
Sorry, I missed
that. Is there a web address that people can access?
Yeah, divinenurseries.co.uk.
Tony, it's been genuinely delighted to, a pleasure to actually connect with you. Yorkshire accent, I take?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the other side of the water.
Yeah, so we have to come to Lincolnshire to civilise the folk from that point of view. Whereabouts in Yorkshire?
The nearest town to us is Hull, but we're right on the coast. We're sort of like between Withernsea and Hull, but literally half a mile off the sea.
As we often used to say, there's never dull in Hull, but that's a different line entirely. Tony, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
Well, as ever, there is so much to do at one of these fabulous county shows that you're never quite sure where to sort of step through. We're currently in an area where we're looking at a number of areas, obviously in floral presentation. Talk us through this, Hannah. What are we seeing here?
Right now we're looking at an arrangement which is made on a kind of wire base, and it's red roses and some green heart shapes, and the theme is My Valentine, which, as you said, Alex, possibly early or late, but it's a really lovely piece, actually.
It's fascinating. It's almost like a snapshot. I mean, undercover, with very sort of almost luxurious tent awnings that we've actually got here. And certainly sort of a little touch of class, I think, in a corner of the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society showground.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. And it's really lovely to see just the amount of effort that people have put into it. There's all sorts in here in general, like this My Valentine display, but there's also the Teachers Association that we've just spoken to. There's a lovely sunflower display behind us, and some bigger displays towards the back of the tent, which I'm sure we will check out in a minute.
We're still checking out the horticultural scenarios here. Hannah is tweeting away, and she's just putting it. Come on, talk us through what you're doing here, Hannah. This is wonderful.
I'm just tweeting a picture of myself and Lou looking at one of the Celebration of Sports flower arrangements, which is absolutely fantastic. It's kind of, as Lou said earlier, it's got a bit of an oriental theme. Reds and oranges seem to be a particular theme on this one. And then it's got a kind of oriental style roof on it, which looks fantastic. It's very visually pleasing. And it's also won, it's won first in its category, and it's also won a special.
Lou, I'm seeing a whole new side to your character here, which I wasn't sort of anticipating, this sort of horticultural side of things. You've even brought some plants as well?
Yes, I promised. I'm turning into my dad, i.e. I'm getting older and I'm getting a lot of pleasure out of my garden. I thought I was just a vegetable man, which obviously you've seen when you visited Bevan Towers, but I'm going flowery now in my old age. I've gone pretty big on geraniums early on in the year, and yes, I've just purchased my stock plants, I will call them. These are the breeding stock for some beautiful chrysanthemums for later on in the year.
Well, there we are, another first as far as broadcasting is concerned. I believe some of these tweets have been ending up in all sorts of Lincolnite scenarios, Hannah, so talk us through where these have been going, because it's always quite interesting, not from a control freak point of view, just out of interest.
I'm not entirely sure where they've been going. I think they've been going onto the live blog at the Lincolnite, but I'll have to wait until I can get home and get onto a computer to see that.
It's exciting, isn't it, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yesterday, of course, Hannah, you had the sheer delight of holding the trophy, did you not?
Yes, the trophy of the Leicester Tigers.
The photographs went up on Facebook. Your brother has been duly impressed.
Yes, he has, and very jealous as well, he is.
Very jealous, and we're back with Chris again. Chris, great rugby weather today.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect for it. It's just what we like. We've just been on the countryside ring with the kids, and they put in some diving tries at the end, which their parents weren't too happy with, but we thought we were great.
also sliding tries as well. You can have all sorts of sliding. Is there a sliding tackle in rugby?
No, not really. No. You get penalised for that one. So, yeah, we'll say we steer clear of them.
And let's not talk about the lifting the man off the ground and turning him upside down, because I always think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, spear tackles. It's a man's game. It's a man's game. But, you know, as we're talking about women's rugby as well, I've just had a chap turn up who was talking about our rugby courses, and he was saying about how his kid, who's under eight, can't wait to get into the contact of it. So... I'm young.
Now, did any of the players manage to make it here? That's the crucial thing. Or did they just say, you must be mad?
Not that we know of. The ones that normally turn up to this one are Tom and Ben Youngs, who are farmers. So I know they're Norfolk farmers. I wouldn't be at all surprised if their dad's here somewhere, because I know he tends to do a lot of shows. But, of course, they get a small amount of time off, and it is their holidays. And seven or eight of them are, of course, away with England. So
it's one of the reasons why, yeah. Hannah, that's the answer for your brother.
Yes, my brother was interested to see if there were any players here today.
So by the way, he's talking to the legendary Chris. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very lucky, I agree, yeah.
Listen, it's been great touching base with yourself. Hopefully we'll connect again and maybe come down and see you in Leicester.
Yeah, that'd be great. We've got a few more shows here. We're at Heckington, which I know is quite local to here, because as we said again, Lincoln's a big part of what we're trying to achieve. You know, we hope a lot of fans will join us from here.
Lincolnshire, Leicestershire, you can see where we're going. It's the L word.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, the honour of being the last official interview that we're doing in the 2012 Lincolnshire County Show obviously goes to a very special person, a very special team. Isn't that right, Hannah?
Yes, it is. Sarah Billimore.
One of our own. Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay, Alex, although a little wet.
I never said you were a little anything, basically, Sarah. This is wonderful. This is quite extraordinary. Clearly we got a massive, in fact it was classified as massive, email entry from Sue North, 7 megabytes worth of stuff she told us, about something that's taking place on July the 2nd, the joy of July the 2nd. We just had John Grubb, who's actually sort of just, hello John, how are you?
Not bad, thanks, how are you?
I'm delighted to touch base with you. I mean, nice, Charlie Partridge yesterday, John Grubb yourself today, fantastic.
All the stars of the show.
I would have thought so. You see, what you do, Hannah here is doing journalism, would have realised you as that. In fact, you might have actually encountered John in when he does the business of journalism in level 3.
Yes, I might do in level 3. I'm still level 1 though, so a bit of a way to go.
Sarah, we'll come back to you, because it's also John, how are you finding the whole experience today? I mean, and is it a different thing when you come along more or less as John Grubb Wonder Man, as opposed to, you know, John Grubb part of the Lincolnshire Echo Group?
It is. I should have brought my cape, I think, today. It's great. It's nice to walk around and not have the pressure of a 9-to-5 office job. But the weather's been so difficult today that it's hard to enjoy it as much as I would have liked.
It's more squelch around, I find, really.
Yes, absolutely. I've had to buy wellies, look.
Everybody's going down that line. Splendid. And,
I'm sure they've doubled the price of wellies at the stalls today.
At least somebody's doing well. Hannah, questions for John.
John, how is it... what do you do at the Echo, is it? The Echo?
Not anymore. Used to be at the Echo, left now. I was the editor.
Very important role, and indeed many people say it hasn't been the same way. Don't we say that, sorry? It hasn't been the same way.
No, it hasn't. No, definitely.
Let's give a plug for something you have been involved with, John, of course, but Sarah, very much close to heart in the early days, etc., the Lincoln Literary Festival, which is now in September, history-based.
Yes, we're hoping so. We're still desperately working hard to try and get private sponsorship, because the difficulty this year has been getting any kind of public sector financial support for it, largely, I suspect, because... a lot of the money's going to the Olympic stuff, so we've really struggled this year to get money together, so we're still out there trying to get enough cash to put the thing on, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get there.
John, fantastic from that point of view. People listening, how can they help? Can they actually sort of support it? Can they go online, or are there ways in which you're spreading the word?
Well, they can certainly attend once the programme's released. We're always looking for help, volunteers, financial support, any kind of help really.
Send money now. That's the important thing. That's good. Something we used to talk about, Sarah, isn't that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Always good. John, many thanks indeed. We'll catch up with you again, I'm sure, in the very near future.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Well, after that little brief divertissement with respect to John Grubb, of course, we're back with Sarah, of course, and I'm looking at a sign which says, a poetic drama inspired by Lincolnshire's myths and legends, on stage and on film across the county. Hannah, this is clearly another one of those classic things which, if you weren't in Gloucester, you'd be saying, yes, that's a must-go-to.
Yes, moving back into Lincoln that day, but I'll be moving all my stuff into my new house, so I won't be able to make it.
No, it sounds like the whole of July, Hannah. No
the
excuse.
Nicely done, sir. Yeah.
I will make it to one of them. Oh, yeah, it starts in Skegness on the 1st, so I wouldn't be able to get to Skegness anyway, but I'll definitely make it to one of the Lincoln showings. Can you tell us a bit about some of the stories?
Yes, as you may have heard me, just saying to John that basically what we've done is we've commissioned lots of poet laureates, so Gillian Clark, Liz Lockhead, Joel Stickley and Ian McMillan, to actually write our own Lincolnshire stories and fables. And they include all sorts of different things. They've taken our legends and myths and turned them into our own stories and fables, really. And then what happens is Ian McMillan has written a narrative, and we have an actor and actress on stage who take everyone through that narrative and join all those fables up. And it's like a musical and poetic journey, because we have spoken word on stage, we have the choir, we have live music by the Barclay Ensemble. So it's a very, we have film, we have graphic images, so it'll be very, very magical and spectacular.
It sounds fantastic and really unique as well. How long have you been preparing for this?
Not too long, actually. Probably from about the beginning of this year. We got all our funding confirmed just before Christmas, and so I've been beavering away ever since, really. And just the last few months, when we've really been kind of kicking off, because it's, as you can imagine, a very long creative process, but something which grows and grows with excitement every day.
Yes, definitely. And I bet you're really excited for the first show.
Yes, not quite there yet, so we need to get lots more people there, want everyone to come and enjoy it. We've only got one live show in Lincolnshire, and then that one's being filmed and the film's going everywhere. So we've got a dress rehearsal on Sunday, so this will be our first time to see it all together, so that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, but the atmosphere is really building as well in the rehearsals.
And of course there was a classic line which always used to go along the notion of, I got an African bishop when I graduated. What's that? A Desmond, a tutu, etc.
It is, that's right. We've got the Archbishop as well as part of it, and he's actually given us permission to use some of his words as well, which is also one of the songs that's going to be in the piece as well, so it's absolutely wonderful.
This is true. It's almost as wonderful as an upstage left theatre company production, I'd have to say, which is a nice cue for our young men here. Steve, looking ahead to Golden Fables, etc., you must be quite excited about this, because we are seeing, and we talked about this at length over the years, this kind of cultural aspect is taking a long time, but it's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, like I say, we've spoken in the past about the fact that there's a need for these things to exist, and there's not really been a place or a person to kind of drive those forwards. But between a lot of the work that Sarah and David have been doing over the last,
like a pocket dynamo, isn't she?
Yeah, that last 12-18 months, you can see a lot of the impact of the events they're running. Things happened recently, like the Lyric Lounge, all those sort of things that are driving things forward, are bringing in the audiences for these type of events, which is just tying things together. There's been chains of people saying they want it and not knowing where to go and get it, whereas now there's people like Sarah out there actually making it happen, so it's a really good thing.
You're making it happen, Sarah.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, making everybody smile.
Neither of you were here yesterday, were you? Have you been able to check out the show today?
I have been here, and I've seen that there's a noodle stand where I got my dinner. Other than that, I haven't had the joy of getting around yet. So.
I tried when it teemed it down with rain, and now I'm really soggy, so I kind of drowned in the mud, but it looks great out there.
Did you have a favourite stall that you went to, or a favourite thing that you saw while you were out there?
No, I think apart from the coffee is the one thing that's keeping me going so far. So that's about as far as I've got. And we've been inundated with people in here in schools as well, so we've just been busy spending all our time talking to everyone, which is great.
Which is fantastic stuff, Sarah. It's been a joy connecting with you as ever. You're back on the show again shortly?
I hope so, yes, definitely, when I get my head round this project. But hopefully I shall call in next week at some point.
It's good, of course, our Olympic special. Of course, if you're listening to this on a podcast, etc., which you probably are, just don't get confused. It's all a whole range of things, etc. Hannah, have you enjoyed your 2 days here at the Lincolnshire Show?
Yes, I have. Yesterday, obviously, more sunny, so easier to get around, but today's been lovely as well.
And I completely forgot to ask Sarah and Steve to give the web address for the campaign or the ongoing Golden Fables.
It is goldenfables2012.co.uk. Go look now, because we redesigned it over the website. Redesigned the website over the weekend.
As ever, one take, Bullimore, straight away, no messing about whatsoever. Steve and Sarah, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. I'll see you soon.